FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Ask that I decrease and that you increase, Father God. Father God, I completely give myself to you. Father God, use me any way you see fit. Father God, we ask that you magnify your word, edify your people, and we will glorify your name. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. 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 And amen. First, giving praises to God. To Pastor Mathis, I would like to thank him for giving me the opportunity to stand. I thank him for the support that he has given me ever since I've been here, and that's been 9 years. Amen. To the offices of this church, and to Reverend Wesson, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you all would turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, starting at verse 18. This is a familiar passage of scripture. Acts chapter 27, starting at verse 18. And I will read through verse 31. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they let down the boat into the sea, under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurions and to the soldiers, except ye abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. I would like to use as a subject this morning, stay in the ship. Stay in the ship. The Apostle Paul, an early follower of Christ and the man primarily responsible for spreading the good news about Jesus beyond the Jewish community, was traveling on a ship as a prisoner bound for Rome. Paul had been arrested in Jerusalem 2 years before, not for breaking any civil law, but for being a Christian. He spent 2 years in prison waiting to be tried. Finally, Paul found himself with a group of prisoners who was being sent under guard from Jerusalem to Rome. The journey began in Jerusalem with the final destination being all the way over to Italy. They left Jerusalem and boarded a ship to Caesarea. They set off from Caesarea and landed the next day in Sidon, about 70 miles north. Then they set out to sea again and encountered some prevailing winds coming out of the west. They sailed up the eastern side of the island and then across the northern side until finally they landed in the port of Myra in Lycia. That's where they found a ship, the Alexandria, heading for Italy, and they boarded that ship. But by now, church, they had lost a lot of time. In fact, it was after the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, which would likely put them in early October. And sea journeys on the Mediterranean from the east to the west, that time of year was difficult due to the prevailing northwesterly winds. Things did not work out as they planned because the wind blew from the wrong direction. Paul had warned them that their voyage would be disastrous. But the centurion talked it over with the pilot and the owner of the ship, and they all thought that they would be able to reach the port of Phoenix and they would spend the winter there. But shortly after they set off, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeasters, anybody heard of a Northeaster? Swept down and caught the ship. They weren't able to sail into the wind and they ended up losing control of the ship. And they had to go wherever the wind took them. I encourage you to read that whole chapter 27 of Acts. And so people everywhere, in every corner of the world, struggle with storms in their lives. No one is exempt. They vary from health to money, to family, to work, to unruly kids, to car problems. Guess what? We all have them. How many know that life be lifing? But by the wonderful grace of God, just know this morning, church, that you can make it and you will make it. in turn speaks to us and provides the help that we need in the midst of these storms. If we place our faith in God and trust Him, we will make it to the other side of the storm. How many know that we'll make it? We will make it to the other side of the storm. Having a friend to confide in and having good, solid disciplines is good, but both of them have limits. We can find ourselves in storms that would just overwhelm our friends. We can find ourselves in storms that can make us forget about good, solid disciplines. Church, we must have faith and trust in God completely. I mean completely. So in this text, Paul is in trouble. The ship he is on has been caught up in a raging gale, the scripture says, for 14 days. It's dark, and the crew had been sounding the depth of the water. That means they were measuring the depth of the water, and they know that the boat is moving quickly into shallow water. The sea anchors have been thrown out from the stern, are not holding. They can hear the waves crashing on the rocks. And if that boat hit the rocks, they know that they all will die. You see, Church, Paul was a seasoned traveler. He knew that it was unwise to sail the seas that time of the year. Verse 10 of the text says, he says unto them, "Sir, I perceive that this voyage will be hurt and much damaged, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives." Paul had warned them, church. Paul says, "I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to this ship and cargo, and even to our own lives." Paul warned them, church, but they didn't listen. And many times in our lives, we could have avoided the storms if we had heeded the warning. But instead, we simply pressed ahead blindly by our selfish desires and then find ourselves in a storm and blame God and cry out, "Why me?" And the answer to why is simply that we did not listen to the storm warning that was there all the time. Has there been a time in your life that you found yourself in a storm simply because you didn't want to listen to anybody else? Mama was trying to tell you something. Daddy was trying to tell you something. Grandma was trying to tell